Bye. Thank you. Dios.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
ज्ञानचिविरांबस्य ज्ञानजनसलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महापतन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो गिरः कातरयाजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मैत्रा सर्वो हिन्दु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां शरणं दिहि फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ फ्रेंड्स प्रणति पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रवेश तुम विष्णु का अस्तोत्तर भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सोवस्थान And same in the lotus feet of my Shikshya Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Now, you should all come with me in Dwarka. With the courts of Brahmins, In Dwarka, so many bad things coming, unauspicious things coming, jackals, dogs beating everywhere, from a side, blood coming, as they rain. Krishna called all the Jadavansi, Jadav, and told, very unauspicious, We cannot remove the cause of Brahmins. Our dynasty is going to be destroyed. Better we should give up this place, our abode Dwarka, and we should go to Prabhas Tirtha, where great sages from ancient times they live there and they meditate Krishna and meditate Bhagavan, God, and they are happy there. So we must go there only to save us only. We should go there and we should do fast sacrifices. And after that we should feed Brahmins very delicious Mahaprasada. And by their grace we can That cross the
curse. Overcome from the curse of Brahmins.
Curse of Brahmins. Otherwise, no any other
way.
Then, all your mercy became very happy and agree. Then, Krishna told that at once you should take your family. And sons and all in chariots. And I am also being ready and also going there. In the meantime, they all were engaged in keeping their sons, daughter, and others in chariots. And Krishna was sitting in a very Nirjan Pradesh, a solitary place. Uddhava searching him came at that place. And waiting, he began to tell, "Oh, Prabhu, what I am seeing, I am thinking that now you are going to finish, or you are preparing to leave this world forever. Please take me also with you. Without you, I cannot be there. Anyway, Krishna told, oh, you will have to live here. Keep in your heart me always. Always see me in your heart. And be detached from worldly things. And especially you have no marriage, no daughter, sons. So, being one pointed to me, you should travel the whole world. Especially, you must go to Himalaya, Badri Narayan, Narayan Ashram.
Badrikashram.
Uddhava told, please give me some instructions that I can be there. Or freely I can travel whole world. Seeking your glories everywhere. Then Krishna began to tell, always keep me in your heart, and you should know that in this world all living entities, they eat other living entities. Those who have two legs, they take others' meat anyhow. And I have 60
created.
I have created 2 legged persons, 3, 4, 5 more. This human body is very dear to me. Even demigods, they want this human body form. But it is not available for them. Now, those who live in this world, especially human forms, very, very rare, if anyhow, by mercy, they have received it. But it is only for few days or years. It is nashva.
Perishable.
You should know. And those who have taken birth, after some time they must be old. And in old age so many rogues will come.
Diseases
will come. And sons will not obey you and disturb you. The matter that go out of our house. So I tell you to be detached from world and inside, keeping me, you so troubled in this world, singing my glory. In this connection, Rishi Maharshi of old time, they tell one history. Once Jadu Maharaj, a very religious person, king, he met a very young rishi. Name was Dattatreya. He was quite naked, young but he was young but naked. Nothing, he had nothing. Alone, traveling whole world. He also, if Dekat knew that where to go, but where his fish were going, he used to go. Anywhere not attached. He was so happy. And he was also very
healthy.
Jadu Maharaj saw him and beat pranam. And by folding his hand, asked him, "O Prabhu, you are really a rishi and muni. I see that you have nothing that you call that this is mine. You are quite naked, no
cloth.
Cloth and anything. But you are so happy. How you are happy? In this world, the person, human being, they want wealth, they want qualified wife, children, and position, good position. So they, having all these things, even they are not happy. So please tell me why you are so happy." Hearing this, Dattatreya was very kind. He never used to talk with anyone, only family. But today, hearing the question of King Jadu, he became very merciful and began to tell that, "O King, I have met 24 gurus. And by them, I learned so many things. And that is why I am traveling in the whole world without any attachment, having nothing to eat or anything. By chance, anything comes, I eat or never I wait for them. I know that whether we want suffering or not, it must come. So if happiness, food is there, it must come. Why should I give away? And that is why I am happy." Why Krishna is telling all these things to Uddhava? "Oh, you should be like this. And why myself is telling to you all? You know, that you should be like that. Then you can be happy. If you desire wealth, if you desire high position, so many things, you want to collect so much money to be happy, you cannot be happy. So, he is telling that my guru are 24 earth, men, from all men.
Thank you. So the 24 gurus, which have been mentioned by this great sage, Dattatreya, which Srila Gurudev is now going to instruct us on from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the 24 gurus which this great sage explained to King Yadu, Maharaj Yadu. He said, I have taken shelter of 24 gurus who are the following: the earth, the air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon and python, the sea, the moth, the honeybee, the elephant, and the honey thief, the deer, the fish, the prostitute named Pingala, the Kurar bird, and the child, and the young girl, the arrow maker, the serpent, the spider, and the wasp. My dear king, by studying their activities, I have learned the science of the self. Please listen, O son of Maharaj Yayati, O tiger among men, as I explain to you what I have learned from each of these gurus.
So just sort of here, being one pundit, what hearing? Try to follow your own life, not like hearing from this ear and going from that ear. Whatever you hear, you should try to promise that as much as possible, I will try to follow all these instructions. So he began to tell what he has learnt from all these gurus. You know that Diksha Guru one, Malli, and Siksha Guru maybe so many. But all Siksha Guru should be like Diksha Guru in one line. If Diksha Guru is not of so many kinds, other paths, they are not really Siksha Guru. What he is telling here, they are not really like Siksha Guru, but he thinks that they are Siksha Guru. Tree is not Siksha Guru. Air is not Siksha Guru. But anyone can think, oh, he is my Siksha Guru tree, as Tuna Dapi Sumechena Taro Rapi Sahipu. Because we can learn something to be tolerant. So we can think them good. So in this way he is thinking 24. They are not speaking. They will not speak. But by their actions he is thinking like so. So we must also follow these instructions. Oh, I have taken Siksha instructions from this earth. Earth has so tolerance quality. If you can be anywhere, you can do pass urine or latrine. You can do anything. But earth will not tell anything. She will tolerate. So a buddhiman purush,
intelligent person,
intelligent person So, in any case, if any suffering is coming, he is not that being
disturbed.
From earth, trees are coming. Mountains are coming. We should learn how to be tolerant. A tree never wants any water or anything. If in dry season a tree is going to be dry, even that nut asks, "Oh, give me water." If you go there, it will give shade through Sheetal shade.
Cool shade.
Very cooling.
Very cooling shade. Sir.
Cooling shade. You can cut the branches of tree. You can make so many tables and
furniture.
Or anything from here, their goods. If you will
throw a stone,
throw any stone, they will give their fruits to you. If you will cut their branches, they will never tell that don't cut me. So a Vaishnava should be tolerant like tree. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, if you want to chant name, and by that name you want to have fame, then O Raya Ramananda and Swarupa Damodara, you should hear. Kirupe Laile Naam Prem Upajaya. In what way we should chant name that? Oh, very soon Krishna Prem will come. Pinadabhi Suvi Chena. More Sunish.
Humble.
Humble than a brave blade of cross. If you will put your feet on that, then be down and utter that against the minister. But Vaishnava always very, very humble. You should all try to be humble like a braid of cross. We should learn it in our life. And Sarvarupi Sahishnuna, I have told about trees. More tolerant than trees. As a bark of tree, a branch of tree, a seed of tree, a fruit of a tree, everything is for others. Our intelligence, our wealth, our position, everything should be for others. Vaishnava always, they are alive only for the others. Otherwise, no use. When they travel, here and there, only for others. Narada, Rishi has nothing to take anything from worldly person, but he goes door to door for glorifying Krishna. How they will be liberated and how they will have Krishna pray. Pinadapi Suneshana, Tarurupi Sahishna, Amalina, Manadena. Don't ask any, don't want your glory, but give proper honor to all, because Krishna is there in their hearts. Always. Yesterday I told you, you should do pranam to all the trees, creepers, persons, healers there, because Krishna is there. Or Krishna you should do. If you are doing archan, but not honoring Vaishnava or others, or your archan is in vain. Amanina Manadeva. He always glory to glorify us. Oh, I have learned something from air. Air has no gandha,
smell.
But first he goes, it may be stool, urine, any rotten thing, she takes that bad smell. And when he goes to work in forest, throw beautiful flowers like lotus, belly, chameleon, it takes his fragrance. And after that, she gets up everything and always pure. So we should be like that. So we should meet with so many persons, deal with so many
subject matters.
But don't be attached to anyone. Never. Only you should not see any person, any quality or disquality of this world. You can see whether he is doing bhajan or not. Only. Don't criticize anyone if he is a person that he should be.
Bad qualities.
Chastised. Yeah. But even we should not see his all bad qualities. And we should not criticize him. Only we can give up his association. But don't criticize anyone. Even a person is wretched, even if you would do, all his bad qualities will come in you. As water is always nirmal,
pure,
snigdha, and always free, and by taking bath, purified. As in India, Bhagavati Ganga, if you will take bath, you will remember even Ganges, then you will be pure. So Ishara should be always pure. How? Not by taking bath, but not always thinking about Visha.
Sense of
sense.
When we think, not always thinking. Always meditate on Krishna. Don't meditate on all these worldly things. If a person is like that, he can purify the whole world. I have learned from fire. As fire, 45.
So regarding the guru named fire, saintly persons, they become very powerful by execution of austerities. Their consciousness is unshakable because they do not try to enjoy anything within the material world. Such naturally liberated sages accept foodstuffs that are offered to them by destiny, and if by chance they happen to eat contaminated food, they are not affected. Just like fire, which burns up contaminated substances that are offered to it. So a saintly person, just like fire, sometimes appears in a concealed form and at other times reveals himself. And for the welfare of the conditioned souls who desire real happiness, a saintly person may accept the worshipable position of spiritual master. And thus, like fire, he burns to ashes all of the past and future sinful reactions of those who worship him by mercifully accepting their offerings. And just as fire manifests differently in pieces of wood of different sizes and qualities, similarly, the omnipotent supreme soul, having entered the bodies of higher and lower life forms created by his own potency, appears to assume the identity of each. Yes. So, then regarding the moon, the various phases of one's material life, beginning with birth and then culminating in death, are all properties of the body, and they do not affect the soul. Just as the apparent waxing and waning of the moon does not affect the moon itself, such changes are enforced by the imperceptible movements of time.
Now, we tell that Aristotle, teaching from sun, as sun takes water from pond, rivers, big
ocean,
there is wisely, and when time comes, oh, he gives it to whole world. And by that water we are living. In this way, a sadhak person, a devotee should be like that. What he collects, wealth or anything, at another time he should distribute among all who needs. He should not be attached in that wealth. Like sun, they should distribute, they should donate it. Otherwise, they will be attached to them and they will die. Oh, I have learned something from a peasant, you, Damodar Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So, one time, Dattatreya ji, he saw there were two pigeons. So one male pigeon and one female pigeon. So they became attached to each other. The male pigeon liked the female pigeon's feathers. They built a nest. After hard endeavor, some nice eggs came, very shiny. The father said, they look just like you. After due course of time, the baby birds were born. Their chirping was very very sweet. Day and night, the pigeons would run here and there, collecting worms, insects, grasshoppers. They fed, in this way their life was passing. But one day, the parents, they went away, and a hunter, he could hear the chirping of the babies. Therefore, he set some trap of some nice rice. So when they came home, then the lady pigeon, she said, let's go, let's eat. The husband said, beware. Have you ever heard of cooked rice just being freely distributed in the forest? It must be a trap. But did she listen? No. Therefore the baby pigeon birds went there to eat the rice, and they were caught by the hunter. The lady was also caught in the trap of the hunter. And as when the husband saw his wife and children trapped, he began crying, "My wife, my children. Oh, my dear wife, you are my shelter. Without you, how I can perform my religious activities?" And he was lamenting the loss of his wife and children, but he forgot the hunter was nearby, and the hunter took his own life. In the same way, sometimes someone dies or some calamity happens, and we're lamenting for that person, for that unfortunate situation, but we are forgetting that our number is coming, that death is also waiting just behind us, that we learn from the pigeon.
So, we should always remember that how the pigeon bird family was finished, because there was so much attached. We should not be attached to our house members. We should support and nourish them as his devotees, but never attached. One day we will have to die. They will die also. For them, we should not be lament. Always see that they never die. They change their way. So is permanent, transcendental. He has no birth, no death, nothing. So always remember. But at the time of any relative death, as soon as you will die, you will begin to cry. At that time, you should keep in mind all these things. So, a wise person, a devotee should not be attached to their children's wife and relatives. But they can be with him without attachment. They can help them as a devotee. Shyamarani, single up.
Chakshurunvitamena tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Gurudev has ordered me to speak about one of the 24 gurus of the great sage Tadakshaya, namely Pingala. He has already discussed how we should follow the examples of the air and the mountain and the trees and the earth, and how we should not follow the example of the pigeons, how we should follow the example of the sun, and so many other others are discussed in between, like the fish and the honeybee and the young girl who wore bracelets. But Gurudev is skipping a little to the prostitute Pingala. It so happened that this prostitute Pingala had some association with Dattatreya. He came and stayed in her home, and she served him. And because of that service to the great saintly person, we know the verse Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koi Lala Matri Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. By a moment or a eleventh of a second association with a pure devotee, all Shastras say that one can become free from all ignorance, all misery, and actually develop the qualities that are mentioned in these 24 groups. So Pingala, because of her association with Tadatriya, she also got so many realizations. As prostitutes normally do, she was very anxious about money. And her means of livelihood would be to attract men to her home. They would give her money and engage in sense gratification with her. So one night, when Dadatreya was inside her house, she was doing her usual outside the house activities of waiting for men and taking many, many different, very alluring postures to attract them. But nobody was coming that night. So gradually, as failure is sometimes the pillar of success, her life began to become successful. She stood in the doorway, and many, many men came and went, walking by her house. She began to get very frustrated. This was the source of her livelihood. And therefore, she anxiously began to think, maybe this one will come. Well, he looks pretty rich. Well, maybe that one. But she kept getting more and more frustrated. So thus, in vain hope, she began leaning against the doorway. And out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out into the street, sometimes go back into her house. And finally, on that very night, as the night wore on, because of her intense desire for money, gradually she became so morose that she could no longer tolerate it. And by that suffering and intolerance, because of the association of the sage Dadatreya, she gradually started becoming detached. Krishna creates this material world with so much suffering so that it will be detached. The government creates prison houses so that we'll suffer there, so we'll gradually come to understand, why should I act outside the government of the law? I should be a good citizen. So gradually she was so disappointed that she began to feel great detachment from her situation. She began to feel complete disgust with her whole material situation and became indifferent to it. Detachment acts like a sword which cuts away the binding network of fruitive activity. And she began to speak just like a saintly person.
Tama Krishna Prabhu is ready for message after your call.
She began to realize that what is the use of any sense gratificatory association with the opposite sex. And she said to herself, just see how greatly I've been illusioned, because I cannot control my mind. Just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure with insignificant men. And then she began to describe what these so-called men actually were. As it stated earlier, in the discussion with the nine yogendras, Pipala Rishi told King Naimi, when he asked, how can even a foolish person attain liberation, which is very, very difficult for one who has an uncontrolled mind to do? And he answered that conditioned souls take the roles of men and women and try to enjoy sense pleasure. But the more they try, the more they become miserable. That's the nature of everything in the material world. So now Pingala, by the mercy of the sage, is getting realization that I am the soul, I'm not this body. How could I have attracted to men, which is just a bunch of bones, forming spines and ribs and arms and legs, just like beams and cross beams and pillars of the house, covered by some skin and some hair and some foul substances. Our Prabhupada said that this body, which we are soaking so nicely, is just flesh, blood, stool, and urine, and when it dies, it becomes either the stool of an animal, or if insects come out of it, or it becomes dust. So she began thinking that how can I expect love in this situation? Then she began to get very, very intelligent. And she said, what is my foolishness? And what is the cause of my suffering? That I have neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who awards everything, even our original spiritual form. And instead, I desired sense gratification with men. Now that I've understood this, now I'm completely satisfied, with full faith in the Lord's mercy that He's arranged all this for me. He's arranged the suffering. He's arranged my association with this great sage. Therefore, I will now maintain myself with any money that comes of its own accord, just like Gurudev was explaining about the other 24 gurus, like the python. Something may come or not come, and He's satisfied. I shall enjoy life only with the Lord. He is the only source of love and happiness. So then the Avadhut concluded, and because it was by His mercy, now her mind was completely made up. She cut off all sensual desires to enjoy sex life with lovers, and fully peaceful, she just went home and peacefully went to sleep. So Gurudev said, this is by the mercy of the sage, and now she is also one of the 24 gurus. Thank you.
তারা মধুমাখিরা সব ই করে আর অন্য লোক নিয়ে চলে যায় আর ওই মধুর এটা বলবো আমি আমি দাঁড়ো
And he was sitting on his place, decorating herself. When this person will come and give me money, there is no love and affection for anyone, love and affection for only money. So whole night, up till midnight, she was waiting. This will come and give me money. Oh, none came to her. Oh, then he became detached and thought, if I will meditate on Krishna, oh, my life will be successful. What these persons can give? They can give nothing. I have thought that this body is very beautiful, but what it is? A bag of the urine stool, blood, so many things, bad things. From outside it looks like that. But it is indoor always. So I am thinking this body. So we should not think this body myself. Don't be attached to this. Don't have any desire to have anything from anyone. If you have devotion to Krishna, He will give everything that anyone in this world can give. If you have hope, you are sharanagat to Krishna, then why to bother? Why to wait for these all these things? Don't be worried. And then, a madhu and honey, take a person. You.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. As you have heard from Srila Gurudev, Dattatreya, he not made them Siksha Guru. They are not giving an instruction to him, but seeing their action, he takes some instruction from them. why Krishna is telling to Uddhava and why Gurudev is telling to us, because there are so many instructions from there, then we can accept that instruction and we can behave in our life, then our life will be successful and be happy. So Krishna is definitely not telling to Uddhava. There is some hidden meaning there, that all living entity, if they accept all these things, their life will be successful and peaceful, and their mind will not be bothered to them. So just we have heard from Srila Gurudev and other Vaishnavas about 24 gurus of Dattatreya Rishi. So now Gurudev told about honey collector. Now honey collectors, they are collecting honey here and there. Honey collector connected with honey bee. What honeybees doing? Honeybees are doing. They are flying one flower to another flower, not making any harm of the flower. They are collecting honey. And what they are doing? Bringing honey from distance and keeping in the beehive. Or we will take later in winter season when there is no flower. They are digging here and there, collecting and depositing there. And honey collector, they are also searching where is honey bee. And honey bee, they are not putting honey always around whole year. The certain time they collect honey and keep there, other time they eat it, drink it. So honey collector, they are very expert. Where is honey, they are searching. And how they are doing? They are going there and collecting honey, and they squeeze the honey beehive by that. And if the honeybee also spoils, finish their life. In same way, if we only collect and collect, if somebody understands, any gangster, that you have so much wealth, somehow or other they came to know, and if you not give them, they will by force take it in the point of gun, and after end, they will finish you too. In honey collector, what they are doing? They are collecting honey for themselves, not for others. For what purpose? For making money. In same way, in this world, to maintain our life, we have to collect some money. Without money, we could not come here in Gurudev Vyas Puja, could not go here and there. Something needed to maintain our life. If you collect too much, and what? Collect it for yourself. Not donating to others. Just like he had heard from Srila Gurudev, some collecting water from here and there, from bad place and good place, even from ocean, and purifying it and sorting in this world where it's needed. In same way, okay, you can collect money, but time to time you have to donate this for the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. If you are not do so, nobody knows when our death will come. Parikshita Maharaj is certain for 7 days he will alive. None can say when our death will come. Maybe next moment someone can die, one day, 2 days, any time, many times may get done. Anyone can die, none can say. So if you donate something for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, then by that you get Sukriti. And next body get again human beings and you can do bhajan. Srila Mahaprabhu has told in Rupa 6 and Chaitanya Charitamrita how to maintain a household life. You have to collect some, you have to deposit some for future, have to maintain something for your children, and have to donate something for Holy Guru Vaishnava. If you do so, then your life will be successful and your mind will not be disturbed to you. Otherwise, you have to finish life, your own life, like honey collector finishing honey his life. So we have to collect such a way that not make any harm for others. Like business person and others, they are selling their products and making some profit. But not too much as oh, we must have to pay like this much. Then you could not be in competition market. So like honey is collecting here and a little bit. By this way you have to collect little and have to deposit for yourself, which Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami Pad. in Rup Shikshat for whole householder and have to donate. Otherwise, your life will spoil and which money you will left over, it will go to the government. Neither you get your benefit and nor your dynasty get any benefit. So if you do this for service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, then next body must come in human being and do bhajan again, come in proper line. Hare Krishna. Vanchara Gautaru Vaishnava 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 Vaishnava.
Then Sannyasi again began to tell, I met elephant my guru, Shiksha Guru. Elephants are very, very attached to their wives. In forest, so many persons go to help elephants from there. They have trained Hakini,
sea elephant.
And then they make a very big field covered with green branches of trees. And then trained sea elephant goes to wild elephants, very, very strong. And then he becomes attached to that. And then sea elephant pushes elephant and she comes in the teeth. They don't give anything to eat
or drink
for so many days. And when he becomes very weak, the same
sea elephant will go.
Same sea elephant goes there with a
chain.
Iron chain. And she gets in the feet and in the leg of that elephant. And then they take it out and they trend him and then say. So we should not be even touch a lady made by wooden even. Especially those who are sannyasis and raised for brahmacharya. For grihastha, they should live with them, no harm. But for sannyasis, it has been told. Then even a
wooden statue
of a lady, they should not touch. Otherwise, they will finish, they will go to hell. Fish, you know fish? How they? Don't remember? I remember. How they catch a fish?
Speak about fish. I remember this because I spoke about it in Badger. Maybe I forgot something, but fish, we can learn from the fish. Sage is coming here. How we can learn from fish? Fish is very, very attached to taste. Anything and everything which comes in the water. Yeah. And in that way, very easily, he is caught by the fisherman. So, we learn from the fish that we should control our tongue. We should not go here and there, whatever we see, with our eyes, or we smell, or we want to taste, we should take it. Otherwise, we will get caught, and our spiritual life will be ruined. Yeah? We should learn to control our tongue. This is the teaching from the fish.
There was an arrow maker. was totally absorbed in making arrow. She was so absorbed that in marriage party with drum beating
passing through.
But he was so absorbed that he could not hear, he could not saw that marriage party. Anyone asked, have you seen a great big marriage party with drunk men? Oh, I don't know. So, a sadhak, bhakti sadhak, be like that. Be one-pointed. If anything going on around him, he should not be there. He should not think about that or not see. Quite as such, one-pointed in Krishna. Always remembering the six pastimes of Krishna and Uttam Vaishnava. So, he told about 24 gurus. And he told them, that is why I have learnt all these things and follow. And that is why I am very happy and traveling in this whole world. Yeah. After that, Krishna again began to tell him, oh, one kirtan, you two sisters.
Microphone.
That harmonium is of Gokul? Yours? You can sing? Full.
Tamal Krishna Prabhu ready ache. Tamal Krishna Prabhu ready ache. Magic is jammi.
Tamapa.
Tamapa bolte bolchilen bolben bolle. Bolte Tamapa Prabhu ready ache. Tamapa.
Thank you. Thank you. Guru Devatatma.
Guru Devatatma.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Father.
Om Akhyana Tivarandasya Yilanjana Shivaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on Gurudevatma, or specifically the line Apjayaka Yesham Gurudevatma. We spoke a little bit about it last night, but I felt like there was so much to speak on this one line of this very important sloka, explaining how important the spiritual master is in the life of the disciple. Our Srila Prabhupada used to always quote one particular sloka from the Svetasvatara Upanishad. It was the 6th chapter of the 23rd sloka, which was stated that Yasya Devi Parabhaktir Tatadevi Tathagarao Tashaite Kapita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. That only unto those souls, only unto those who have complete and implicit faith, as much faith in the spiritual master as they have in the Supreme Lord, to those souls, prakashante mahatmana, that all the knowledge, all the wealth of the Vedas will be revealed to them, and it will become manifest within their hearts. And this is how the spiritual process works. And there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, where Lord Shiva states very nicely, explaining the glories of the spiritual master and of the Mahabhagavata. Atana Rangres Tavakirti Kirtayor Antar Bahi Shnana Vituta Pathmanam Bhurteshvana Prosha Shashatva Sivinam Shatsangamo Anugrahareshanastava. Lord Shiva is stating here that the spiritual master, the pure devotee, his position is so exalted, that all of the holy places are considered, all the demigods and all the holy places are considered to live within him, to dwell within him. And Atana Gangres Tavakirti Tirtayor Antar Behi Shnana Viduta Papmanam. Papma. Papmanam is all of one's sins that one can acquire, and that by taking shelter of such a great soul, it's like taking a bath. Shnana viduta atmanam. Viduta means cleanse. So all the sins that can be committed, and in Kali Yuga, which is an ocean of faults, an ocean of sins, who can say they've never sinned? All of these sins, though, can easily be eradicated by devotion to the spiritual master. That's why some people ask us, well, you're so fanatic in your respect and worship of your spiritual master. I see you falling on the ground like a log or a stick out of respect for your spiritual master. Is that a little bit over the top? And we should be able to understand and explain to them very clearly that the spiritual master is so much that he's considered to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And every day we usually quote Slopedam Prabhupadam Anupetam Apetra Kritya, stating that this glorifying Sukadeva Goswami, who our Guru is following directly in his line, in the line of the Mahabhagavats, that he can enter into the hearts of all beings. And then the very next verse, Srila Prabhupada explained that Yakshwana Bhava Matila Shruti Saravegam Adhyatma Deepam Atititir Shitam Tmo Andam. Tamanda is the darkness of ignorance, the ocean of the darkness of ignorance. The spiritual master can Atititir Shitam Tmo Andam. He can put a light within one's heart that can actually dispel this darkness. And every time I have a chance to associate with Srila Gurudev, it's so markedly noticeable what a difference one's spiritual life takes on. And this is due to the effect of the potency, the shakti of the pure devotee, that he can do this. And there are many gurus and many people talking about Guru, I remember in his time, some of my god brothers would say, when are you going to put your papers in with the GBC so you can become a guru? I said, it would be almost laughable. But they would actually have these discussions. And since I've been with Srila Gurudev, I've come to realize how foolish this is, because one has to understand that the spiritual master has to have this quality of Shwanabhavam, Akila Shruti Sarmekam. It means that he understands through realization. Yakshwanabhav means he's absorbed, he's realized all the importance of the Vedic knowledge, and therefore he has the potency. He singularly has the potency to transmit this knowledge into the heart of the disciple who has implicit faith, as much faith in the Guru as he has faith in God. So, very important point. And in terms of surrendering to the spiritual master, sometimes I feel we think that we can come and hear nice classes and nice haikatha and then slip out and more or less, you know, escape our duties of our position in relation to the spiritual master in terms of receiving this mercy from the spiritual master. And we think maybe the spiritual master has some fault, and that we're not becoming self-realized immediately. But the fact of the matter is, as we surrender, then everything will come, and only then. As long as we're holding back something. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna isn't seeing what you're giving. He's seeing what you're holding back, what you're keeping back. And one has to lay everything on the line for the spiritual master. And then, all kinds of success, all kinds of perfections, Prakashante Mahatmana will come, because the spiritual master is all the tirthas combined. Actually, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Naradam Das Thakur both preached like this, that it is a form of illusion to go to the holy places without understanding that without surrendering and respecting and loving those perfect souls who dwell in these holy places, who actually make the holy places holy places. That's how they become tirthas. So, Tana Gangres, Tava Kirti, Tirthayor, Antar Bahi. Antar means within, Bahi means without. Antar Bahi, Shnana, Tikvat, Viduta Patmanam. Bhuteshvanu Krosha, Shushatva Silinam. This is the quality of the spiritual master. Shushatva Silinam. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, his character must be impeccable. No doubts. Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, Srila Prabhupada used to say. And there's no question of being spiritual master if one is not on this level. I was reading how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before he left his body, Srila Prabhupada spoke that many will try to usurp the throne of the spiritual master. And our Srila Prabhupada knew exactly what was going to happen when he left his body also. He could see many monkeys around him who wanted to jump up in his chair, who could hardly wait. Some could not wait for him to even leave his body. And he understood how he wanted us to know how futile, and it was a shame that so many devotees, we were all somewhat bewildered when he left. So I think that if we all learned just a few of the slokas and surrendered like we should, then all of a sudden the mercy from within, the heart, ayat matipam akititirshitam andam tumoandam samsarinam karunayaha puranaguyam. He knows all the confidential essences of the Vedas. These can become revealed within the heart, very mystically, but at the same time, very concrete. The realization becomes real. And success in one's life becomes real. Because poverty, I see among devotees sometimes, and I wonder why is this? It's not Vedic. There's poverty. Among those who are ignorant, yes, we can understand it. But among devotees who have practiced chanting, dancing, serving the spiritual master, who is the embodiment of all the demigods, why should they not have everything that is required? If there's some requirement, if there's some need there, it means that there's some hole in one's devotional service where you're losing. Something's not being retained. So I thought that this Bhakti Kayesham Guru Devatatma is one way of bringing the point right to the front, that we have to learn how to really put everything on the line for Srila Gurudev, just like when we were disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We put everything on the line, and it was so magical of a time. And I found that there's no one on the planet except Srila Gurudev. Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave it also after Srila Prabhupada left. But since then I haven't seen anyone who possesses such power and shakti, purity, force, that he can do what Srila Gurudev has done. But if we would just surrender to him even one-tenth as much as we surrendered to Srila Prabhupada when he was here on the planet, what we could accomplish would be so great. And Srila Gurudev is spending his entire life, I've seen it 4 a.m, he's up, translating, working. I see him at the end of the day, you can see the fatigue, but he's going on. In Madhav Maharaj, everyone's working to publish these literatures. Nobody's distributing them. There, we have books, so we have rooms full of books all around the world. Radhakanta was telling, we have a warehouse full of books. Malaysia has books. Everyone has books, but nobody's distributing. Whereas Srila Prabhupada, even though there's only a few left, few men left distributing, they're still out distributing us. So we should feel like, what's wrong? We have to surrender, and then the reward will come. Krishna says, as you surrender, I will reward accordingly. So if we want the reward, we want the wealth, we want the riches, we want the happiness, the wealth of bhakti is what we're after. Something that cannot be bought with any amount of money. If we want this wealth, then we have to learn somehow or another, what does my spiritual master want, and give it to him. Simply, and that will take a little bit of surrender, but that will make sure the Gurudev is so happy to see that we've taken this up sincerely, seriously. And then you can become in Gurudev's inner circle. People want to be, Gurudev wants, I heard Srila Gurudev speak, that one should be so dear to the spiritual master that he should actually care for individually for you, for how you are eating, how are your meals, how is everything being provided for you. The Guru will actually have that much affection for you. And if we want that type of affection from Srila Gurudev, we have to give that type of affection. And that's what I mean when I said you have to lay it all on the line. Lay the egos down. And then all perfection can come. Prakashante Mahatmana. All the knowledge of the Vedas be revealed, and everyone can have a microphone and speak and be Guru. But until we learn how to follow Guru, there's no question of being Guru. I speak this for my own benefit too, not finding fault in any of y'all. Because I used to distribute a lot more books than I am now too. But still, everyone can buy a small box of books and put them in a little store, and health food stores. The Way of Love, there's some of these books that we have literally thousands of them sitting right now. And these books have the potency of people can pick them up. I know someone who picked up half a book in the playground. And as he walked across the playground, he didn't know why he picked up half the book. Someone had ripped it in half. He picked up the other half, put it together, read it, and came and joined. But he's still in Elantra now. He's very fond of Srila Gurudev. So we should understand that we don't know what's going to happen with these books. I met an elderly couple who said they were in a hotel in Cleveland, found a book on the lobby, and read the book and became devotees. So it's our duty, actually. We've been saved. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us, I've saved you. I've made you fortunate. Now you go out there and make everyone else fortunate. Tell everyone you meet all that you know about Krishna. And if you have fears, he said, you'll just say once to Krishna. Please repeat, Krishna, from this day on, I'm yours.
Thank you.
Krishna, if one is sincere, says this one time, Krishna will take the control of his life.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. One announcement: tomorrow there is a fire sacrifice at 9:30 a.m. and all the devotees who have taken either Hari Nam initiation or Diksha, they should come there by 9:30 a.m. where Srila Gurudev is currently staying at that house. It will be done there in the lower part in the garage, And the men who have taken Diksha, they should be clean shaven if they're not already, unless they have some very important excuse that they cannot do that. So all devotees should be there by 9:30 a.m.
Oh, Prahlad Krishna Prabhu, you should begin.
Hare Krishna. Just before you begin, some extra announcements. Sripad Anandar Maharaj is going to head up the organization of the Fire Jagat tomorrow, and his head helper will be Divakar Prabhu. And we're calling on some of the ladies to come and help decorate underneath Srila Gurudev's house in the morning, and also some men to come and help collect bricks and things. So if we can just have a show of hands who wants to help out. You please go and see Damodar Maharaj after the program tonight and put your names down and come tomorrow. Also, we just wanted to thank everybody for the way they behaved here. The management here has congratulated us on how we left the place last night. So I hope everybody can follow the same process tonight, use the tarps to eat on, and also help clean up later on.
One more announcement is that tomorrow, after the later class at 10:30 in the morning, which will be given by myself, we're planning to go out here in Morwillumbah into the local town area and do a big Harinam Sankirtan. So this will be highly auspicious for Srila Gurudev's festival. He loves to see the devotees going on Harinam Sankirtan. And if the devotees who are attending the class here, we'll go straight out from here. So the devotees who are at the Fire Yajna, if they're completed by then, they can come here. But it will be before lunch prasadam. We'll only go out for about a half an hour, and hopefully it won't be raining then. Hare Krishna.
And tomorrow also, because it's a Fire Yajna and because it's a festival, we want to cook a beautiful feast for everyone. Sahadev Prabhu and a few of his crew are working very hard to produce one prasadam for everyone. We're just asking a show of hands. We need five gentlemen and five ladies to help with cut-up and food preparation or cooking at Sri Vajravalpa Prabhu's house. We have five men already and some ladies, four or five ladies if we could, to volunteer to cook feast for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Can anybody come and see Mahaprabhu after the program, and we'll organise for you to get out there. And of course, special mercy from Srila Gurudev by doing all these services, I'm sure. Hare Hare Bhava. Again.
On.
Thank you. Please accept my humble faces as a Gurudev. Can you see here?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, boys and girls,
he should bring his table here.
Bring your table here. Jagannath. Slide, slide. This is a magic trick in itself. No. Slide, don't lift. it's good to see.
Okay. That's okay.
It's good to see Brajana do some exercise. So, Gurudev has instructed me to perform magic show. For your likes or dislikes, you'll have to be the judge. Recent floods have made things, especially practice. And to follow in the footsteps of Tomon Paha, eloquent presentation is a little daunting, what to speak of Gurudev. Anyway, I just have a few little tricks here. And as I say, the flood has created some problem getting here, in fact. And isn't it lovely that we're not atheists? Because atheists are a non-profit organization. And also, atheists have a problem gaining insurance from an act of God. I have, to commence, with one particular trick, hopefully with some philosophical plan. One piece of rope, short. One medium piece of rope, short. Now I know that some of the tricks here today were, you probably remembered, I don't know how old you are, maybe hopefully you won't remember from 2005. We had a few tricks then, and hopefully you've forgotten them. There are a few new ones, huh? And I'm just hoping that your memories aren't that good. Anyway, three pieces of rope. Now, who can tell me or instruct me on what philosophy to engage with three, with something with three? Three gunas and mabha. You sure? You don't want to change your mind? You happy with the mind you've got? Okay, three gunas. Mode of ignorance. Mode of passion. Mode of goodness. Which ones are we in? Hopefully we're getting there. Anyway, our guru name, no trick for this. Still the same piece of rope. No matter where we're coming from, Gurudev loves us equally, whatever mode we're in, or coming from, or going to. So, I'm endeavouring to perform some magic here with this first trick. That, hopefully, they all become equal. One, two, three. Equal pieces of rope. Oh, thank you. Welcome everybody to something when the magic show's on. Look, the kids are here. So, we have two pieces of rope. Equal. We tie that in a knot. You remember me telling you some years ago about the miracle that Gurudev performed on my mother, Mother Malati? She's here. This is that Mother Malati with her sari on, looking beautiful. Now that was a bit of a sleight of hand and deception. See, when you did that, I switched the rope. Did you see it? Anyhow, now we have three pieces of rope. And this is like in spiritual life, there's the various devotees, some who are foul weather devotees and fair weather devotees. Foul weather devotees, when problems come along, they are reasonably fixed. In fact, in spiritual life, we're all like tea bags. We don't know how strong we are until we put in hot water. So this one here, strong. This one, sometimes we tend to slip a little bit. This knot. But, however, it is still at the end of the rope. So, there's no... the mode of passion. In fact, John Wayne said it very well once. He said, Well, listen, good pilgrim, boy, you're there where you sit. You can do the talk, but can you do the what? That's what it's like in spiritual life, isn't it? Trying to fulfill. Anyway, we have. Thank you very much. We have the short rope. We have the medium rope. We have the long rope. Okay. Now we come to the second trick, which is a very big favourite of Gurudev's. And I have to ask someone, a very trusty, honest, very exalted, advanced devotee, for his wallet.
What is?
We have an illustrious devotee here, Gurudev, from Latvia, who has come all the way from where he lives in Eugene, or Regan, that's an Irish province, north of California. Oh, do you have a wallet? Do you have a wallet?
He's borrowing from others.
He has rubles. Oh, you trust me? Good man, thank you. All I need now is some very kind person to offer $5 note. You have $5 note? Good. Okay. $5. No, it's not. It's a picture of my mother. You see?
then she is there.
Oh, it's all a note. Thank you. Usually, Gurudev gives me, but he's not giving me enough maha after our dollar notes these days.
Because you're not 10 years
old. Where did you get this? Well, honest means it's a little bit warm. Very warm, hot.
Because now no rain, so it become hot.
Cool. You sure you didn't? You told me. I'm a doctor. Where did you get this money from?
Not from us.
Oh, you stole it from him. Cool. Getting very hot. Whoa. That was hot money. Here we are. Where there's money, there's hope. I have another five. Oh, see what you've done. Okay. Now, you see. Nothing in the hands. Huh? Picture of mother. This is a miracle. Huh? Children, you see? Nothing in the hands. Huh? You see? Behind the note? Nothing. Just the back of the note. It says, in God we trust, and the other side it says, everybody else pay cash. Okay. We fold it once. We fold it twice. We fold it three times. And once more for luck. Okay? Then, the miracle begins. Unfolding, unfolding, unfolding. $100. You saw the other one was given to me. Good. Now, somehow we have to transport this to Gurudev or his trusty assistant. Somehow or other. And to do this, I need the assistance of one boy about this high. Okay? Someone. They have the $500 note. Okay, let me see. You're good. You're good. You're good. He's a good boy. What's your name? Huh? Ah, yes, okay, you're a good boy. Now, you have to do this. I'm going to fold up like this. You have to watch it, see? Now, I'm going to put under here, like this. Now, feel the money. Feel? Good. There? Hold the money. Hold the money. I'm going to turn it back over there. Over there. Okay? I'm over here like that. You got the money?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, watch this. Who would you like to send it to? Bharat Maharaj? For a change? Just for a change. I'm not perfect. I'm like this. Anyway, okay, you count. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
What happened? What happened? You're still. Now
you're back on the. Underneath. Bharat Maharaj, look underneath your cushion. Uh oh.
Nothing.
You come out here.
Yes, sir.
Hang on. Hey. You're good. Hey. You try again, huh? Hang on. Where's your pocket? Hang on. Okay. Okay, here we go. You grab all the money from the top. Okay? You try again. It's fun thing. Okay. Here we go. And scream when you're ready yourself. Yes! I think this time the magic's there. Bharat Maharaj, I think you better look inside the cushion. During the word day, thank you very much. Yourself, you're a good boy. Big round of applause for him. Good boy. Good boy.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
You're a good boy.
Now, Gurudev was talking about death. Are we ready for death? In life we should give. To give is life.
I don't know if I'm ready for death. I'm just ready for the next thunderstorm.
Okay.
Gurudev, you've seen this one before, but I think because all the kids are here, I think I'd like to meet Rocky Raccoon. The kids like Rocky Raccoon, huh? He's cute, isn't he? Huh? You're watching Blue Guy, Joe. Huh? In 2004, I was travelling around the world with two swamis. We were flying from Atlanta to Switzerland, and the airline attendant, sorry, cabin crew lady, loved Rocky. And she said, oh, would you like some mixed nuts or a plate of something substantial? I said, because he hasn't eaten for 3 days since he was in Florida. You see, now Rocky's a little bit shy. Rocky, let's come back here. He can disappear, just like that. Anyway, so she came back with a plate of food. Oh. He wasn't hungry, was he? And she even came up with a glass of water. It looks like you're going thirsty, Rocky. Anyway, so she was very sweet. Now another airline attendant came up, and I said to her, thank you very much for your attention and your... you know, your love towards little Rocky Raccoon, your service. And she said, sir, what are you doing with that live animal on the plane? You're not allowed to have a live animal on the plane. I'm going to tell the steward and the captain about this. How did you get him on anyway? Anyway, so Rocky was getting, you know, a little bit upset because she wasn't sympathetic like the other lady, was she? So I said, no live animals on the plane. I said, Rocky, look out. She said, sir, what are you doing? You said, no live animals on the plane. I said, Rocky, just play dead. Just play dead, Rocky. Anyway, she took off. And all the people in the plane looking at me going, as they do, when you kill a raccoon on the plane. I said, don't worry, I come from Manly Surf Club in Sydney. We performed mouth-to-nose resuscitation back then. We did. And they're all looking. Oh, Rocky, hurry ball. Oh, look. And you know what he does if he loves you? He watch. Boom! Okay, and what we do now, I know you want to take him home. We put him in the box. Put him in the box like that. Okay? Put him in the box. Oh. Rocky didn't do that very well. Anyway, he's gone. Have a drink as well, I'll give you a drink. Oh, money, 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 money. Okay, now, we have had this flood, I was saying. And, Gurudev, I want to talk about a particular intriguing phenomenon that apparently has been happening for the 15 years you've been visiting our shores. It seems that whatever time of year it is, it can be any time, but usually 2 weeks before you arrive, there's always some weather problem. Like recently, we just had a big flood, probably the worst in this area's history, and some people experienced some distress. I did a little, but there was a lot of help. Like Jagannath, who came from Eugene, Oregon a week early to help, and other people. And then, when these things happen, sometimes there's a tendency to forget Krishna, to forget Guru, because of this distress, raging, like one has a picnic, everything's laid out, that's lovely. And then a big bear comes along and destroys your picnic, like a flood does when everything's nice and cool and well made and everything. Okay, then a few days later we get our intelligence back, oh, Gurudev must be arriving. And then when you arrive, there's a second flood. What is that flood? That is a flood of your love for us. Which helps us to forget the first flood. And, you know, we're talking about this. Oh, this is Rocky's cup. We're talking about the mode of ignorance, the mode of passion, the mode of goodness. And I have here, when one is born, there are certain anattas or impressions, usually four. Ignorance of the divine image within us, wealth, byproduct, and celestial pleasures. That's why we have four-legged animals sometimes. There are four-legged animals, two-legged animals out there. And I have one here, because without bhakti, without devotion in our heart, you're like a zombie. So I have a zombie in here. And I'm attempting, for the first time, to perform this trick, to bring this, hopefully. Out of his shell. He's just getting used to it. There's his own will, you see. He's not connected to Guru's will. You see, but sometimes when there's a bit of love and affection, they can raise up. Ah, yes, he's seen the light. Huh? He's a little bit alive now, he's coming out of himself. And then sometimes they just float back to where they all he's gone home at least. That is the miracle analogy of how Gurudev can, with his arrow, can pierce our heart to relieve the self-centre and enlighten us in some way to our true identity. Now, I'm coming to the last act, the last trick. Now, for this one, we were driving down here, she said, you know, I hope your show is successful, and I hope that everyone gives you a standing ovation at the end of your last trick. Well, rather, you give Gurudev a standing ovation after this last trick. Now, this trick originates from Australia, but you've never seen it. It's been around the world, hasn't it? In various countries. And it's called the Dunder from Down Under. Now, that's the Dunder. But they try to go take on the plane, but they cannot take on the plane. And when they travel around the world, usually they have allowed three check-ins. And if you put in Peter C5, oh, you're allowed any you want. But that's one check-in. And it's very difficult to take on plane. So I've come up with a solution to the Dunder problem. I've created a miniature pocket-sized version from the Dunder tree. This is a miniature version. See, they just put it in their pocket. Gurudev, they get to their destination. They place like that in a little water. And usually, all we can take some minutes. Okay, now, I can feel it coming on there. Yes, there is some action here. Now, thank you very much for being attentive and very kind and showing some applause. But now, I do ask you, and I think it's well deserving for Gurudev to show some appreciation by passing on my mother's wish to give me a standing ovation by offering the Gurudev. Okay, now you see that thunder over there? That's not a thunder. This is a thunder. This is a thunder from down under. Thank you very much.
Jai Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Gurudev's Transcendental Australia Festival 2008 Ki Jai.